Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Okay, did your mom used to say to you, "Eat your vegetables, they're so good for you"? Well, Mom, she was right on the money. She didn't know all the research behind it, but her guideline was right on the money. For health, we really do need to eat our vegetables. And I know you're not clueless about this, but I wanted to share with you some research on mice from Wake Forest University School of Medicine. They were looking at vegetable intake and assessing the arteries of mice. And the structure of mice and their arteries are very similar to human arteries, so that's why they choose that particular animal. Yeah, we're in the same family, right? How about that? Well, what they found is that in the mice with the highest intake of vegetables, and of course this was just put into their diet, their arteries were clear and very, very healthy. For those mice who did not have any vegetables in their diet, they just had their normal diet of whatever that was, they had much more narrowing of the arteries and fatty streaks. So I thought this was a very interesting study. Does relate to us. We certainly have human studies about vegetables, but I thought I would share a little bit of the details from this particular study. You know, here we are kind of at the end of our first month of the year, and I'm sure you're all working on eating well and taking care of health, and I think your vegetable intake will play a role in that. So what the researchers found is that with a daily vegetable intake, the mice with the highest vegetable intake had the least, if any, clogging of arteries with plaque. There was just no plaque buildup. They had the lowest cholesterol levels, so that was probably a marker of why their arteries were free and clear. And they had the least inflammation in arteries. Now, just a note here, when arteries get inflamed, they get kind of, this is a very technical word, gunky. They get yucky, if you will. And once they get like that, in other words, you're not smooth, the body wants to start coating over it. It wants to lay almost like a scab over it so it can start to heal. And that thickens the arteries. And then that causes plaque, if you will, which can break off and cause heart attack. So we don't want arteries to get inflamed because that's the first step to plaque buildup. And the mice, and we could probably say people with the highest vegetable intake, had the cleanest arteries and the least inflammation in those arteries. So that was a really, really good thing. What is it in vegetables that seem to be such a protector? And of course, they did the study on vegetables, but I think we could put it together with fruits because they really are common in what they contain. So the vegetables have a lot of antioxidants. And antioxidants are natural substances in produce, fruits, and veggies that help to destroy oxidation in the body. Oxidation is what results in inflammation. So that was kind of a messy little description there, but the bottom line is antioxidants help to keep the lining of the artery smooth and reduce the chance that inflammation gets up and running. Also, veggies are very high in potassium, fruits as well, and potassium is important for keeping arteries healthy. It helps to keep our blood pressure regulated. And if you have high blood pressure pressing through the arteries, that irritates the lining of the arteries and causes inflammation. So in a roundabout way, potassium helps to keep the arteries healthy. Also, vegetables contain vitamins that seem to neutralize oxidation in the body. So we want those vitamins that you find in very colorful fruits and veggies. We want them in our diet and on a daily basis. And of course, you know from some of our discussions, produce, and that's fruits and veggies, will have fiber. So that helps to bind up substances that otherwise get into the arteries and cause inflammation. Which vegetables are good to have? I'll tell you what, any. And so this means include the wide variety of vegetables that we have available to us. And I'm saying this to everybody, but I'm really speaking to parents who are raising children. It's very easy to get into the routine of serving just the vegetables that your kids like. I can't tell you how many parents come in with weight issues for either themselves or their kids. And the two vegetables that they serve in their family are, any guess? Green beans and corn. Green beans and corn, because those are the vegetables that their children like. Well, that's great that the kids like those two vegetables, but they have to have exposure to all those other vegetables, right? If they never see you serve asparagus, when are they ever going to try it themselves? If you never have a beet salad, if you never saute zucchini and all the different squash that come out in the summertime, if you never steam broccoli or cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or have a spinach salad, when will your children ever learn to eat those? So, and that goes for all of us. We just have to really enjoy that wide range of vegetables that are available to us. They can come in any form. They can be fresh. They can be frozen. They can be canned. Just rinse the liquid off. And you can cook them in any way. You can steam them. You can microwave them with a nice little steam packs that you can just throw up in the microwave. And you can oven roast them. That's one of my favorite ways to cook vegetables, is just lightly toss them with olive oil. Cook them on a cookie sheet, single layer, 425 degrees. And they're a wonderful, wonderful flavor. Only if you long-term cook your vegetables will you lose some of the vitamins. But if you're cooking them within 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to be fine with vegetable vitamins and minerals intact. So this research from Wake Forest just adds oomph to that suggestion of having good fruits and veggies. The focus was on veggies, but they do say this would apply, of course, to fruit intake. And it's a good reminder, because coronary artery disease continues to be by far the number one killer in this country, and strokes are the number three killer. And that has to do with inflammation of arteries, plaque buildup, and then clogging certain arteries that either are in the heart or that lead to the brain. So enjoy that produce. Recommendation is at least 4 to 5 servings of vegetables a day, or put another way, 2 to 2.5 cups. So enjoy them. Well, that's it for today. Just a reminder that you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.